Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the temperatures are definitely warming up compared to when I went out this morning at about 5:45 to now, just, 2 hours later, it's already more humid. There is, dew on the grass, so that's a good thing. But you can feel the heat coming. So, it's on its way. That heat will be here today. Get out there and water now. Take care of your plants. Take care of everything now instead of waiting till the heat hits. Because your plants will be better off now versus later on. Now, we talked about a few things to add to your watering regimen. And I wouldn't say you're not doing this every time, right? But when you're planting container gardens, we're looking for using soil moist or Hydrotain. Look at using those products to help the moisture in there. Okay, those are benefits that are going to help you long term. Now, we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in New Hampshire.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question, and I also have a comment. But my question revolves around I have a Viburnum calathei.
Yep.
And right outside my back door. And I've had it for years, and it has flowered for years, and the flowers are very fragrant. It's a beautiful, beautiful shrub. And about 3 years ago, I noticed that the leaves were sticking together and curling, and there was something wrong with it. I didn't know what, so I treated it with the Baetrian shrub.
Okay.
And that seems to take care of it, because the following year, the leaves and everything were okay, but I only got one flower in that whole shrub. And so for last year and this year, so that's within about 3 years now, last year and this year, I only get this one this one flower, and it's the same flower in the same spot. So, and I'm just wondering if maybe the tree, and I've treated it with tree and shrub each year. I don't know if maybe that's what's causing my problem.
Well, I think your plant has insects, right?
Yeah.
And I think that it also needs a liquid spray on the plant due to your plant having probably like aphids. Aphids are sucking the sap out of the leaves and the stem. Are you noticing the leaves turning yellow or anything like that?
No, it's been really healthy. It looked like it always did. I have pruned it, and I don't know if...
When did you prune it?
Oh, I pruned it last year. I pruned it at the end of the year. So maybe that's, you know, it's cutting off all the flowers. I don't know.
Yeah, so you want to prune this viburnum immediately after it's flowering.
Oh,
so once it's done.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So
okay.
If you remove them late in the season, you're removing this year's buds.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't think so. Oh, all right. That's what I did then.
Well,
I removed all my buds.
So the rule of thumb when it comes to anything that flowers,
yeah,
right, is prune it right after it's done flowering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't know that.
Well,
know.
You know what? There's a lot of other things going on, I'm sure, that you don't need to. This is just a thing that just kind of gets lost, and it happens.
Yeah,
but the
I
idea
know.
Is
at least
just
I have some answer to it. Yeah.
Yeah, and now you've got an idea. All right, I'm gonna once it's done flowering, this one flower. If you want to prune it, now is the time. You know,
yeah,
after it's done.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
It's gone. It's lucky you didn't get pruned, evidently.
Yeah.
The other comment I have is, I listened last week when the gentleman didn't have any luck with his bulbs, but I remember him saying he bought it at one of the box stores, and I've been growing, well, daffodils. I don't grow anything else because they get eaten by animals in my yard. So I grow daffodils so they don't bother the daffodils. And I've been buying 100 every year and planting them. And I plant mine mostly in a wooded area.
Yeah.
And I don't feed them. I don't cut back the leaves. I don't do anything to them. And they come up every single year.
Yep.
I've never had a problem, and I think it's because I buy my bulbs from a reputable bulb company, or at least a good nursery.
Yep.
That's where I would buy them. I would never buy them from the box stores because you never know how long they've been sitting there or where they've been. I think you're much better off if you buy your bulbs from a reputable bulb company.
Understandably so. But I would say that even if you do buy them from a box store, checking them out and feeling if they are hard or if they're...
Yeah,
a nice, easy way to test it out. Listen, I am 100% for buying at a local garden center versus
definitely.
Box stores.
Definitely.
You know, obviously, I think garden centers get a better choice of what they're getting.
Yeah. Whereas
box stores are looking for large quantities, so they kind of just get whatever they can.
Yeah.
All that being said, just planting something is always fun, no matter if they come up or not. I know it's a funner. It's more fun, if you will, when
they come up. Yeah.
They come up. But if you can do it, you know, hey, why not? But I'm 100% behind you when it comes to that. Planting from, you know, plants from a reputable garden center or something along those lines. Somebody that you trust. Somebody that's going to be there to answer the questions for you that you
have. Definitely.
So I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're planting, like I order 100 a year at least.
Yep.
And so, you know, this is a big problem at my age to be planting 100 bulbs. So, you know, I want to make sure they come up, and that's why I do that.
Perfect.
Anyway, well, thank you very much.
All right, Carol, you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 6-1, and we do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Evelyn's in New Hampshire.
Evelyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you so much, Patrick. Okay, two questions, please.
Sure.
Yes, about tulips. Okay, first question. I have pots of tulips that were purchased this year in pots that were blooming beautifully, and I have kept them in the sun and kept them watered so they didn't get bone dry. And they're still in the pots. My plan is still to put them in the ground. However, many years ago, I planted beautiful bulbs that I had planted, and the rodents dug them all up. So once again, many years ago, after that happened, I planted chicken wire. It was involved quite a lot more work, of course, but then we had to move. So since we moved, I have not planted tulips because I just haven't had a chance to do the more work that is required to plant tulips to protect them with the chicken wire. So two questions, your suggestions in planting the ones now that I've kept alive and let them, the leaves remain up to this point in pots. I'd like to put them in the ground. And second question, do you have a special way that how you plant your tulips to protect them from the rodents? That
okay.
would be so require so much work.
Okay. So we're going to hit a break here. On the other side of the break, we will give those answers. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick.
Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Evelyn, and she was just wondering some tips to not have to make it like a five-day project to get bulbs, such as daffodils, into the ground so that they're not going to be eaten by, rabbits or moles or squirrels, whichever.
Excuse me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Not the daffodils. Daffodils are not bothered because they don't taste good to the critters. It's the tulips that I'm concerned about.
Okay. So either way, the tulips here, what I would be looking at doing is looking at getting a product called Repels All. They have a granule and a liquid form. You can mix the granules into the soil that you're planting, and it will actually give off a smell and fear to the little critters who are trying to eat the bulbs. The other thing you can do is use a product that is like a dried blood to it. That dried blood sends out a fear to the little critters. They think that there's a predator in the area, and they don't want to go towards it. So that's one thing to do. Another option is on the outside of the plant that you have there, planting it in some rocks. And you could use like lava rocks, you could use, drainage rocks, not a smooth rock, because squirrels, chipmunks, all those critters, when they start to dig in the ground, they would rather dig in soil versus rocks. So if you have rocks, in the area and they start to dig, it's going to hurt their paws, right?
Yeah.
And so it's not as easy for them to dig, so they'll move on.
Right.
If you can, the reason why I brought up lava rocks, and you can't always find them, but lava rocks don't have any smooth edges to them. They're very, sharp, and it hurts their paws. So that is something I would use when planting bulbs that in an area where, you know, any of those little rodents are trying to get it. You know, chicken wire does the same thing for you in the ground, but the rocks will be okay. I mean, if you look at, just think of paper whites, right? Paper whites at Christmas time, we tend to put them in the white marble chips, you know, for decorative purposes.
Yes.
So they can grow in those rocks. I mean, they grow a nice root system. So we're kind of doing the same thing here, but we're protecting the bulb. I wouldn't say bury them in rocks. I would say put rocks around the area so that the critters aren't trying to dig on them. And that's going to save you time and energy in the long term.
Yes. Is that what you do, Patrick?
I haven't planted bulbs at this place, but I will tell you this. My father used to talk about doing it, and he used to do it at his house religiously. And that was one of the things where he would put the lava rocks around it to help protect them. And, I mean, I trust what he did because I saw it being successful. So I would definitely try it out.
Yeah, do you think it would be enough to put the lava rocks around, like the circumference around the area when I'm planting them, or does it have to be around each individual bulb?
I would think it would be fine the circumference, because...
Well, that's a great idea. That sounds like a lot less work than the chicken wire, because the chicken wire, you kind of have to place it down and then fold it, so it's a lot more digging. Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot more digging and a lot more work, and if part of it breaks or rusts out, you know, it's easier for them to get in. Whereas the rocks, I mean, they're rocks, right?
Yeah.
They're hard. They're going to stay in that area. You might have to freshen them up every once in a while, but I really think that is a nice, easier way to plant the bulbs. Okay?
Do I need to plant them at the same depth as the bulb?
Same depth, same everything. Continue what you've always done. Just add this to it.
Hey, can I hold for the second question about the potted tulips?
Sure. All right, we're gonna take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Monkeypox is spreading. The World Health Organization confirming 80 cases of monkeypox with recent outbreaks reported in 11 countries. In the United States, one possible case in New York and one possible case in Massachusetts are being investigated. President Biden says he's keeping his eye on the situation.
It is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for us.
An emergency shipment of baby formula should be hitting U.S. store shelves early next week. The first shipment from Operation Fly Formula set to arrive in Indiana Sunday after about 130 pallets of Nestle infant formula were loaded onto cargo aircraft in Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service saying it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012, and that it tore a wide path through Oswego County over 16 miles long. The tornado killed two people and injured 44 and caused widespread damage in both residential and commercial areas. Gaylord resident Dawn Gruba tells Up North Live what she witnessed on Friday.
You just saw house material and everything going through the sky, and massive debris. Like, we even have insulation stuck to our truck and just clumps.
After one of his worst rounds ever in a major, Tiger Woods withdrew from the PGA Championship before the final round. And the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors in Game 3 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tonight. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are on the line with Evelyn. She had a second question that we wanted to answer for her, so she stuck around with us. So, Evelyn, what's that second question?
Oh, yes. The one was about the not the bulbs, but the actual bulbs that were planted in pots that I have left over from this year that were purchased in the pots. That were already blooming. I've kept them alive in pots. In other words, have not let them dried out so that they're bone dry. Have kept them in the sun and have not touched the leaves yet, of course, because of that procedure to leave the leaves. So I would like to, at this point, put them into the ground. Wonder if you had any tips and so that perhaps I don't have to throw them out, that they can bloom another year. So we'd like your suggestions on that and what to fertilize them with.
So I would do the same exact thing as I talked about doing for your bulbs that you would just plant in the ground. The
yes.
other thing I would be doing is not fertilizing them until early next spring. You don't need to fertilize them at this point because of the fact that they've already done their thing. You need them to kind of just store the energy that it has. If we push too much fertilizer, we could be pushing, you know, new growth, leaves, all those things. So we don't want to do that. So do the same exact process as you would for your plants, that the bulbs that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Use some of the lava rocks, use some other things to help protect them. And then, you know,
How close should I plant those tulips? Because I'll have to separate them because, of course, they were planted very closely in the pots.
Well, so if they were just planted in the pots this year, which is most likely the case, you won't have to separate them for a number of years because they do tend to stay for about 3 to 5 years and be fine in the same spacing. So I wouldn't worry about, you know, dividing them at this point. I would just plant them in the ground and get them going.
Okay, that's great. And when I do plant tulip bulbs fresh, the bulb itself, how close should I plant them?
You know, every 4 to 6 inches. You want to, if you're looking to fill an area, you know, that's how you can do it. If I would go every 4 to 6 inches without a problem.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you so much for all your help, Patrick. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Evelyn. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Yes, sir. Mason is in Cape Cod.
Mason, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Three questions.
Sure.
I bought some product from, I can't remember the woman's name, Natural Solution?
Natural Alternative, yep.
Natural Alternative last year.
Yep.
And I question whether or not it has to be, you know, it has to be a day without rain. We expect more thunderstorms again tonight. Is it worth me trying to put it on this morning?
Well, it would depend on what product you're using. Do you know what's the product?
That I don't have it in front of me. I don't know.
If you're looking to do like protolizer or a fertilizer, a lot of those are fine to be mixed with water, so it's not that big of a deal. Whereas if you're looking at something to take care of something that's an issue, sometimes you want it to be 24 hours of being dry. I think, to be honest with you, the heat that's coming today, and on the Cape, it's not going to be as hot as the northern part of Massachusetts, but it'll dry out a little bit easier. So thunderstorms later tonight might not be an issue.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I would look at the package and see what it says. And if it says within 24 hours, you know, look at the humidity, look at everything. It's going to dry out quickly today if you do it this morning. And I think you'll be okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Next question is,
sure.
I have a lot of rhododendrons in the yard.
Yep.
And they've all turned white. What can I do to change that? There's common ones, I had red ones, pink, and they're all white now.
Wait, so you're telling me the flowers turn white?
Yes.
And they were all different colors prior to this?
Yes.
And are they all planted next to each other?
Well, some of them are, but, you know, they're, like I said, they're spread around all over the property, and every one of them has gone white. The common ones, the pink ones, the red ones, everything.
So I would say that on some of these, your pH probably is too high. It's too alkaline versus being acidic. Rhododendrons like acidic soils. The pH can change, you know, the depth of the color to it. Sometimes what will happen is, say they're a dark, just as an example, they're dark purple or red. As they get, the pH changes, they can go into a light pink and then fade to a white. I would think that you'd want to use a product along the lines of like a soil acidifier. That soil acidifier will bring the pH level down to, you want it below 6. You want it like a 5.4, 5.5. Okay, that is something that it can really affect the everything on it.
All right.
You know, you don't see it often by any means. The color change on there. I'm kind of surprised by it because it's usually, rhododendrons usually stay the same throughout.
Yeah.
Right. So again, I'm just wondering if the pH levels, if something has happened, maybe there's metals or something in the soil. I'd almost say you know, get a soil test for that area. Check it out. And I wouldn't just do like one of those, you know, 99-cent, $1.99 tests from a store. I would send it away to find out and see if there's anything else in there going on. Okay. See what the pH level is. See what other nutrients are in there. Because there could be an issue where it's not allowing the nutrients to really get to where they need to be. So that's, I would definitely take a sample from, you know, you need about a pound when you send it away. You can send it to Natural Alternative. You can send it to UMass. You can send it to those things. And just when you send it in, explain, hey, my rhododendrons have all changed color. I'm looking to get, you know, the best soil test for it. Because there are different soil tests, right? There's some that just gets your regular elements, and then there are some for, like, heavy metals in the soil, or if there's a chemical reaction, or some things like that. I would even suggest just calling, you know, Natural Alternative or the UMass Extension and saying, hey, I want to get my soil tested for these. This is the reason why. And they'll suggest which one to go for you. And then from there, we can kind of decide, all right, maybe there's too much of this in the soil, or maybe there's not enough of this that's causing it. So, you know, I think there's something in the soil that's affecting it. I really do. I just don't know what it is without saying getting that sample done.
Yeah, it's like you said, the pH might be too high.
It probably, over time, it can be that way. I mean, I know, you know, Massachusetts is known for having acidic soils, but down on the Cape, I mean, anything can happen with that. It could be. Yeah, I mean, so you never know. Okay. So I'd be looking, to get another, you know, get some test results in there, at least to give us something in the background to say, all right, this is this. Or we can cross that off and say, all right, let's look at the next thing here. But that's, I really feel that that's part of it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Quickly, one last question.
Sure.
Have you seen that new product by Roundup that states you can spray it on the lawn and it'll kill weeds, but it won't kill the grass. I remember using Roundup a long time ago, and, you know, that stuff is not something you should mess around with. And now they have this new product that they say is safe.
Yeah.
So I just wondered what your input is on that.
So the Roundup, for a lawn, it's we're looking at it. We look at the active ingredient and say what's really in it. And you know, straight Roundup is glyphosate. Glyphosate is a complete killer. It kills everything that is in its way, if you will, right?
Yeah.
Whereas this newer product does not have the glyphosate in it. It has MCPA, quinchlorac, dicamba, and some other things, which would be basically like using the Weed Beater Ultra or one of those from Bonide.
Okay.
It's the active ingredients that are they're using the Roundup name because everybody knows the Roundup name, but they're trying to put a play on it because glyphosate isn't as readily available, which isn't a bad thing out there, but glyphosate's a complete killer compared to this one where it knows the difference between, you know, the northern grasses that we have and the weeds that would be in this area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, go ahead.
I know Roundup, and I was lucky I didn't get sick from it. It's a carcinogenic, and I used to use it a lot, unfortunately. But, you know, that was a long time ago, and I haven't ever got sick from it. But I'm just wary of that company in general.
Well, this is the thing, right? You know, it's glyphosate we didn't know as much about it as we do now. It's kind of like DDT way back, right?
You're right.
I was talking with somebody the other day, and he was talking about how when DDT was being sprayed back in the day, kids were running after and following the tree because there was the mist out there. Nowadays, yeah. We'd look at that and be like, oh, my God. You know, so we know a lot more now. If glyphosate is used correctly in a non-windy area, in an area where you're not going to have vegetation, those types of things, like food that you're eating, it can be done correctly. But there are other alternatives nowadays, and I'd look for it in like a Weed Beater Ultra would be a good one for the lawn if you're looking to kill the weeds there. All right?
Okay. All right, Pastor. Thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Good rest of your day.
You too. We'll be back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Full block of them. Jim is in Chicago.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, nice to talk to you, brother.
Well,
I just had a few questions for you. I didn't know you guys played Alex Jones on the commercial break. That's awesome. I listen to that guy all the time.
Yeah, he's part of the GCN awesome. Network that we are part of.
I realized, he I've been listening to him for about 10 years, and he's amazing, and this was for, like, one of the first time I heard your show, but I was just, I just had a crazy experience about 2 weeks ago regarding the vegetation in my backyard.
Okay.
If you could entertain me for a second.
Sure.
So I had a cop show up at my door, and he said, my vegetation was overgrown, and he said I had too many vines wrapped around my trees and hanging on the fences in my backyard, and I got threatened with a $1,000 fine if I did not cut down all the vines from the trees and the fences and all the vines in the backyard, and that was like his main talking point. He kept saying, "I have to cut down all the vines." So all the vines were totally covered in thorns. And, I don't want $1,000 fine. So I put on a long sleeve shirt, got some gloves, went back there and I cut down all the vines. It took me about like 2 or 3 days. And, I got like scars all over my arms from cutting down all these vines, which were literally just covered in thorns.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I just got totally harassed and violated by the the tyrannical government code enforcement police who are just like extorting people for money for the tyrannical police state government we now live in, where they're just like trying to like squeeze any little bit of money they can out of every little individual citizen. Like, hey, sorry, I like having vegetation in my backyard. I like having vines on my trees, and I like having, you know, a little vegetation and vines on my fence. Is that a crime now?
I haven't heard anything along those lines. I mean, maybe, I'm not defending anybody here, maybe if it's on a sidewalk or something along those lines, that's where it comes about.
No, it's in my backyard.
Yeah, so, you know, I would, you know, contrary to what...
That's extortion, my friend. It's not bothering anyone. Like, I like having... What is the harm in having vines wrapped around my trees in my backyard? That's just government harassment and overreach, right? I mean, I don't understand the crime in that.
Yeah, I personally don't see an issue with what you're doing there. One thing, when it comes to, you know, the garden part of it that I can talk about, that I know more about, I would never say...
I want to talk about that too, but I'm sorry. I was just going off on a little bit of a tangent. I'm sorry about that.
It's all good. So this is the thing, you know, vines can actually take over trees, which can, in the long-term effect, can actually kill the tree and feed off the tree. So I'm not saying...
It was kind of minor, honestly, but...
Yeah, no, and I understand completely. But when it comes to the garden aspect, that's where I can answer. I have no idea about Chicago laws. I barely know anything about Massachusetts laws myself. But the fact of the matter is, you know, when it comes to vines, sometimes they can be parasitic on trees. I'm thinking this is just a look for something to do, something to find. Trust them or not, I'd almost reach out to the local agricultural extension that you have in that area and just kind of see what's going on there, because they're going to have a better idea of those laws. I've never heard anything like it, but that doesn't mean it's...
I wasn't asking you about the law. I was just...
I know.
Like,
I get it.
Saying, like, it sounded crazy to me.
It does.
Like, honestly, my backyard is mostly just blank stuff.
Right, I gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.